Hey guys, thank you for joining me. I'm so excited to share this awesome message with you today. You know, I just woke up thankful this morning. I'm surrounded by palm trees and sunshine in the beautiful state of Florida. You know, it's something about relocating and God blessing where you move and where your life begins to flourish in a new environment. That happened to me. You know, I was sitting in my car one day in Pennsylvania and I looked outside and the sky was so gloomy. You know, it was so cloudy, it was cold, it was so gray. And I was like, I'm so sick of looking out my window and seeing this gray sky. And I said, when I open up my eyes and look out my window, I want to see a palm tree and sunshine. And guess what, y'all? 4 months later, I relocated. And ever since I've been here, my life has begun to flourish. I mean, I've made friends and I've met so many associates and just built, you know, a community. You know, doors are beginning to open for me that were closed. And sometimes relocating to a whole new state will cause your whole life to shift. That's something to chew on right there. When you have a vision for something, it's not just in your mind and in your heart for you to just daydream about it. That thing can actually come to fruition. But I know a lot of you are thinking, like, I have dreams, I have visions, but how do I get from point A to point B? First of all, it's having hope for something. You have to hope for something. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You have to hope. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. You have to hope for something. And so I was just hoping for change. I was hoping for friends. I was hoping for a community, you know, and just a comfortable lifestyle. Now, right now I'm in a season where God is saying to me, I just want you to enjoy your day. I remember a couple of months back, it was over a year ago, and I was driving to work and I heard the Lord say, you know, you're looking for this extravagant word from me, this great commandment. And he says, my commandment for you is to enjoy your day. That's all I want you to do, is to enjoy your day. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I know I'm called to do a lot, but right now you just want me to enjoy my day. Because if I can enjoy my day, then I can enjoy my week, then I can enjoy my month, then I can enjoy my year. And out of that enjoyment of just enjoying my day, enjoying the day is just being thankful, having gratitude, taking in the beauty of what surrounds you and enjoying it. We live in a stressed out world and society. Let me tell you, it's something to stress about all day, every day. But where the focus goes, the power flows. So he says to me, I want you to enjoy your day because out of that, I will have joy. And out of that will come fruit. There's no complaining. There's no mumbling. There's none of that. It's just taking in the moment and enjoying it. And that also creates fellowship with the Father, acknowledging God in the beauty of peace. So then I found it in the book of Ecclesiastes. I don't have my Bible on me right now, y'all, but let me tell you, it says something like this, like the gift of God is just to enjoy your life, like to eat and be merry. You know, and I'm sorry, y'all. I got texts coming in. I have someone actually commenting about my book, Without Measure. That's Angie from Citrus Springs, Florida. Shout out to Angie. She just commented on chapter 4 of my book, which is titled Unfettered Emotions. And it just talks about, you know, the things we go through emotionally and I'm sorry, I'm getting a little off track, but that's good too to talk about right now. You know, the things we go through, I said, you know, when my heart tries to go numb, but there's too much feeling in me, I must feel. you know, the cost of feeling. Like, we cannot get around feeling. We cannot escape feeling. We have to deal with some things that come up, you know, things from our past, from our childhood. We can't sweep those things under the carpet forever. There are some things we just have to confront and deal with. Because if we do not deal with them, they are like a ball and chain connected to us that we drag around with us every day. Little do we know there's freedom that awaits on the other side of making a healthy decision. It's up to you, my friend, to realize the decisions that you are making right now will affect your future. How you think about yourself, how you view yourself and the people that surround you affects not only your right now, but your future. So I just want to leave that with you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this was a blessing to you, and I'm excited to share these little nuggets of wisdom, revelation, and just life lessons with Alpha. All right, y'all, toodaloo. Don't stop my flow. I'll see you later. Goodbye.